You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM here on this Wednesday, December 27th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And today I've got a very special guest. It's Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Cameron?
I'm doing all right. It's my first day back on the air in a while, ever since I took my new position. I'm filling in for Tyler today, but this show is all about you, Chris. So what have you got for us today? What are some of the, first of all, what do you do?
Well, I am the director of the Crookston Public Library, as well as the hub supervisor for all of the locations, the branch locations in Polk County, which would include the Climax Public Library, as well as Fertile, McIntosh, Boston, and now Bagley. And even though that's in Clearwater County, I've added Bagley to my responsibilities, and they are all branches of Lake Agassiz Regional Library. And then I also oversee the Gonvick Link site as well. So, we've always got a lot going on in our, I will correct one thing you said earlier, and I know you didn't mean it that way, but it's not really all about me. It's all about the library. Our locations throughout Laurel, of course, and I say that kiddingly, but there's never a shortage of things going on, it seems like, at any of our locations. We just are constantly working really diligently to offer, you know, not only our regular programs, things like for the kids, like Baby Bounce and Story Times, things of that nature, STEM, which obviously stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And so we have regular events for the kids, as well as other adult programming, and certainly a nice list of legacy programs, which are made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. So, if you remind me, I will speak a little bit about a project that we recently completed with the high school, with the school district, and that was really exciting too, to sort of kick off the new year, kick off the new year. So, there's always a great lineup of things going on, and never a shortage of things to really talk about. So I've been doing this now for about a dozen years, and I love it.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. But before we get into what's coming up, how have the events gone in the past couple of months?
You know, we sort of backed off a little bit during COVID, of course, on programming, and then slowly sort of eased back into it when we started coming out of it. The really great news is that I can report to the community that the library is just, we're as strong as we've been in terms of numbers since pre-COVID. Our circulation here at the library in Crookston is up for the year. Attendance is up, people coming in and out. We've got the Polk County Family Resource Center, which has been having regular hours here at the Crookston Public Library at 110 North Ash Street in Crookston throughout since basically June. And Victoria Ramirez has done a great job with that, and as has Karen Stormack from Polk County Social Services, the director of the Polk County Social Services. They also have a new location now in East Grand Forks. And I think that the activity with the Family Resource Center has also increased our traffic as well in the library. We have a number of people. It was one of the good things that there were a lot of bad things, obviously, about COVID, but a couple of the really great things that came out of COVID was that it gave Lake Agassiz Regional Library and many library systems an opportunity to just look at what they were doing and how they were doing it. And it gave us an opportunity to sort of think outside the box and think big. And so streaming services came out of that. We've got Hoopla. We have Libby, which replaced Overdrive. We have Printch, which is wireless printing services. So it not only brought our regulars into the library, but it brought, or our libraries, I should say, it also brought a whole bunch of new people in that maybe didn't necessarily think about what services we provided prior to that time, but since then have just really been able to utilize the services and resources that we do. And so they come in for faxing, they come in for wireless printing, they come in for their books, their movies, their entertainment, We have Career Force that comes every Tuesday to visit with folks at noon and help them with kind of just directing them in the employment search process and maybe resume writing or application completion and things of that nature, and just answering questions about, you know, how to interview and all of the things that go into job hunting. So there are so many different things that we offer that people don't even know that we offer, and they sometimes even make the assumption that it costs money to get a library card, and they're absolutely free as long as you are a resident within the Laurel service area. You can get a free library card, and if you don't want to come in to get it, we even have an online application process for that. So there are just constantly new things that we're offering and ways that we're trying to reach folks, communicate with them, let them know that we can be of help, reference help. They can call us. We have a number of people that call in wanting genealogy help or want us to look something up on the microfilm. We have the Project Times, Crookston Times, that we have. We'd love to get it digitized, but we have about 100 years worth of microfilm here.
Wow.
That is at people's disposal, and we have a new digital view scan in the last few years. We got that right during COVID, and I think that if people are working on their genealogy projects for the new year, you'd be happy to know that we have this beautiful digital view scan here that really is underutilized in terms of what it can do and how much people use it. And you know, the copies and things like that are like 10 cents a piece or something. And so it's pretty reasonable if you want to come in and work on that. And we can show you how to do that too.
So, of course, the big lesson here is the library isn't just about books. There's a lot of services that you can take advantage of.
That is absolutely very true. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And you mentioned the increase in people coming to the library, and I'm sure that the events might have something to do with that as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're kicking off the new year here. We always start off January with our Book Blizzard program. So we have a sort of a winter reading adventure for people to take advantage of. You can read to win prizes, and you complete a reading log for every 4 books that you listen to or read. You don't have to read them. You can listen to them. And you can participate by going to laurel.org/book blizzard, or you can call or come in, and we can tell you about Book Blizzard. And again, you'll complete a book log online or in person, and then just turn them in, and then you can qualify for prizes. And that goes from January 2nd through February 29th. We of course have our Baby Bounce every first and third Tuesday mornings, and those are always offered from 10:30 to 11, and that's really just joining us with your infants for songs and stories and action poems, and really it's infants through preschoolers, I should also note. And then Thursdays we always have our regular story time from 10:30 to 11, and that's preschoolers ages 3 to 6, infants and toddlers. And then we have also a couple of other things coming up. We have January 9th. I'd like to invite people to come to our Friends of the Library open house. And that will be, I think, an opportunity for us to just really say thank you to the Friends of the Library and people who have supported our initiatives for a number of years through the Friends. And I was going to let you know that starts at, I want to make sure I get this correct. Boy, where is it? I want to say it's 4 to 6 or 5 to 7. Actually, it's 5 to 7 now that I think about it. So if you can come out and have some refreshments and join us for that, I'm hoping we're going to be joined by the Valley Fiddlers from the high school.
Ooh.
And, so an opportunity to listen to them. They do, Haley Ellis does such a great job with those students, those student musicians. And, yeah, we're just really looking forward to all sorts of great things for the new year. We've got Book Blizzard. We've got our regular kid events. We've got a program coming up on, I want to say it is the 15th of Monday the 15th. So 2 weeks from Monday, it is a cookie decorating at 2 p.m. that will also take place. And then our book for Reading by the Red is January 23rd, Reading by the Red from 6 to 7 here at the library. And the book is The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And then we've got a really fun, actually, I should precursor to that. There's also a great virtual event taking place on Thursday, January 11th from 7 to 8, and that's Home Sweet Organized Home and Redefining Organizing for Real Life with Minnesota author Jessica Littman. So that takes place on the 11th, then the cookie decorating on the 15th, and followed up by our Reading by the Red on January 23rd. And certainly you can always give us a call if you're not sure of dates or times, and we would be more than happy to share those with you and give you the titles of the books. We've even got bookmarks that are coming shortly for the new year with all of the different books. We have two book clubs here, and they do meet the third Tuesday of the month, or is it the fourth? I want to say the third, and it would be every other month. So one month in January, for instance, Reading by the Red will meet, but then in February it'll be Books and Brews, and that's always held at Drafts, so from 6:30 to 8. So yeah, come and join the book clubs if you're able, and definitely take part in that virtual programming for organizing, if you can, your home and your lives on Thursday, January 11th, and come be a part of Book Blizzard if it's, you know, if it works out for you, because you know, it's always fun to win a fun mug and win some of the other prizes, and just to read, just to start out the new year with the goal of reading more is a great goal to have.
For sure, that's definitely something that I think a lot of us would like to do more. And then it looks like there was another event coming up on Tuesday, January 9th, the STEMsational Tuesdays, where K through 5th graders can learn about STEM.
Yep, I mentioned earlier STEM. That is taking place from 3:30 to 4, and again, we explore science, technology, engineering, and math through activities and little projects that we do, and it's always the second Tuesday of every month during school hours, so it's always 3:30 to 4. People I think stay usually, it ends up being from like 3:30 to after 4, but they hang out, and our youth services librarian Cassidy is on hand to help with that, and she leads the activity, and yeah, it's just a great opportunity to kind of check out you know, a lot of STEM-related activities and learning while having fun is really what that's all about. And and then again, that evening, Tuesday, January 9th, is going to be our open house, and it is 5 to 7. And the name of it, or the title of the kind of the evening, is Celebrating Friends of the Library. And again, all members are welcome, but the public is all welcome too, because we want people to learn about the Friends of the Library and the numerous things that they have done and continue to do to support our library and the things that we do here, and we couldn't do it without their friendship and support, so we appreciate all of that, and we just want to celebrate our members, both past and present and future, hopefully, and come and have some refreshments from 5 to 7, hopefully listen to a little bit of music, and become a friend of the library if you are not currently a friend of the library.
So yeah, the open house will just be a chance to have some refreshments and maybe chat about whatever you want.
Exactly. Yeah, we all have membership cards on hand if you want to join. We have changed our levels of giving for this next year. If people don't know it already, it's been a number of years since they changed. And so going forward, it's actually $20 to be a member of the library for the year if you pay your dues, whether you did it, you know, a month ago or in a month. It would take care of $24. And it's $20 for a senior citizen or a student. It's $25 for any other individual, $50 for a family, and $100 for businesses. And then if you're interested in volunteering to be, help with the Friends, with the board, whether it be maybe you have a talent in terms of technology or we don't have a Facebook page for the Friends, but that doesn't mean we couldn't have one. We'd love to. We just would love to have somebody maybe come forth with those types of talents and gifts to offer. And then any other additional donations to the library are always welcome through Lake Agassiz Regional Library or directly to the Crookston Public Library or through the Friends. And all of your donations are tax deductible. Given the fact that it's the end of the year here, I would mention that. And we also have a gold leaf, like Giving Tree, where we have donations that equal $500 over the course of time or more. You get your golden leaf on our Giving Tree as well here. That's placed prominently at the front of the library. So you could come check that out as well.
Wow, lots of great information there, Chris. We got a couple minutes left here. Do you want to quickly kind of recap some of the stuff that's coming up?
Well, I would like to mention one quick thing.
Okay.
Instead of recapping, maybe you can give us a call if it works for you to talk about those things. I would like to put a little plug in for the fact that artist Trey Everett, a local artist and friend to many, very talented guy, took the lead on a project through the Legacy with a legacy grant through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and I kind of brought the idea to him to maybe do something with the art classes at the high school. We ended up settling on working with the painting classes, and they did a mural in the new middle school. Kind of joins the high school with the middle school, and it's in the high school. We're going to do some kind of an open house, maybe the night of a girls boys basketball game kind of thing, and we'll have a survey to fill out. But Trey took the lead on this and did a great job working with Sue Dufo, art teacher at the high school, as well as the painting class, and the kids just did a fantastic job. The students did. They're very talented. They learned all about putting a mural together with these funds, and through this grant, Trey worked with them closely throughout the whole process, and as always, delivered a beautiful outcome and mural. And so, for folks that want to check that out, you'll be hearing more about it. But it was really exciting to have Laurel work with, and me personally to work with Trey and Sue and the students and the school district on making the mural happen. And Sue worked with Matt Torgerson, the principal there, on that end, and worked with Crookston Public Library and me closely on what we wanted it to encompass, and it encompasses all of those things and more, I think. And so we're excited to kind of unveil that. You might see more about it on social media, but I just wanted to give a plug and a big thank you to Trey, Sue, the students, and the school district for working with the Crookston Public Library and Laurel. And I want to thank the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for making it possible. It's a little piece of history for the future, and it includes the talents of local artists and our students, and I just think it's a fabulous collaboration, and we were excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's great to hear our local students are beautifying, you know, the school and whatnot, and that they have the opportunity to do stuff like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. And it highlights the arts and the history, a little bit of the art history of Minnesota. And it's just a great project. And I'm really glad that I was trying to think outside the box, what could we do? I brought it to Trey. We thought about it. He thought about a mural. I said this would be perfect. We talked to Sue. It all came together perfectly. And it really kind of, you know, met all of my goals and objectives for it, and they did a super job, and I'm just really glad that we again could make it happen. So if you get an opportunity, if you're at the high school anyway, maybe check it out. We've got a lot of talented kiddos in our community all the way around, whether it be with, you know, the arts, I mean, musically or otherwise, artistically speaking, a lot of talented kids here. So we've got a lot to be grateful for going into the new year.
That is great to hear, Chris. And as we wrap up here, do you want to let people know how to contact the library again and maybe where they can find all these events that are coming up?
Absolutely. Visit us online at laurel.org. Give us a call at 218-281-4522 or stop by at 110 North Ash. Check out our beautiful new exterior lighting. We got those in a couple weeks back, and we are excited to have people check them out.
That is great to hear, Chris. Well, thank you very much for coming on our Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, December 27th, and you have a great day, and I hope a lot
you
of people
as well. Happy
show
new year.
Up to the events. Have
Thank
a happy
you.
New year as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Take care.
So that was our Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, December 27th.